economy. Nagina's a nice sized town to raise children in. It's not too large and it's not too small.
Let's see, that oil field near Hennessy, that's oil and gas. That's come in since, well, in the last 3 years.
Yes, it sure has.
I remember when I started this, I just rolled through the wheat there and think,
it's caused a terrific growth here in Enid because most of your major oil companies have their offices here and work out of here.
Ruined the highway, too.
Yeah. Well, they resurfaced the one between here and there.
Oh, that used to be a mess, didn't it?
It was really torn up.
I used to like to go west on 51 to Hennessy, but I don't do it anymore. Maybe it's good now. I haven't been over it in about a year. Oh, that's not true. About 6 months, I guess. And let's see. The town was originally what? A rail center?
Yes. I think that was when it started. Actually, the town was started. North Enid was the original town site. And then some way some of the people came over here and started out, and there was a big battle, and North Enid and Enid were comparable size, but then Enid just shot up, and North Enid now is nothing.
That seems to be the history in Oklahoma. If the railroad is there and you have energetic people, they'll drive others out of business, or they'll move, and the stores will just come in, buildings and all.
That's right.
I talked to a man down in around Warika, who was living in a town called Bailey. All that was left was the schoolhouse.
Enid has a terrific trade territory because there are not many major cities that are very close. Going west, there's nothing really between here and Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
And north to Wichita, and south is Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
and east is Tulsa.
I found this when I was working out west of here. Enid was the trade center.
That's where
they
people come.
Go anyplace,
to shop.
Go to Enid.
That's right.
It seems strange to me. I wasn't oriented that way. Oklahoma City, of course, is the place we look to in Stillwater. Occasionally Tulsa. How about the elevators here? How long have they?
They've been here as long as I can remember, and they say that they have the third largest wheat storage capacity in the world. Second to third to Minneapolis and Kansas City.
Some of this is very old-fashioned, but not all of it, so if you think I'm a nut on some of these things, just ignore me. For example, a lot of this deals with old terms, since I oriented the thing toward the material that was collected in the 30s for New England, simply because we want a uniform picture. I mean, this works fine when I'm working with somebody who's in his 70s and he remembers these old things, the headers and stuff like that. But shoot, I don't know what a header is. Oh, let's see. When you were a boy, what rooms did you have in the house?
We had a two-story house with four bedrooms upstairs. I had three other brothers. We all slept upstairs.
And what was the upstairs? Was there anything above that?
An attic only, which you had no access to.
Mm-hmm. How did you get upstairs?
We had a stairway inside the front door.
I'll scratch these things down as I go. They're all things I want.
Okay.
As I ask you these questions, I'll pick these up. How did you heat your house?
We had a pot-bellied stove that burned wood or coal.
Mm-hmm. And what did you carry your coal in?
We had a bucket of some kind.
Was it one of those with a big lip in front, or just a regular
bucket? No, just an ordinary bucket.
Did people around here burn wood in those open places at the end of a room or something?